Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Hey, this is Steve Butella for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about some of the successful members we have who live in other countries. Jill, this is one of those topics that, you know, I label as an unintended consequence in a really good way. Can you believe we have members from other countries? When I started this, I was void in my mind. I thought this was from a marketing perspective. I set up everything, for America, for Americans. Mm-hmm. And now we've got what? I know we've shipped packages and programs to where? Japan, Canada, multiple units
Belgium,
in Canada,
Italy. I'm trying to think where else. Just
I think Australia.
Europe, yeah.
A bunch of military bases, I know, too, mm-hmm. in other countries.
Exactly. It is so interesting.
Did this even cross your mind?
Didn't even think about it. You know, and I just love the fact that that's the true, I love that they get it. I mean, the point is we love that we can sit here from our desks and we look at it like it's a benefit because, you know, what if you're somewhere and you have a commitment and you have a day job and you have kids or whatever it is, you can be sitting at your desk at home and doing this whole program. Why can't you be doing this in another country the same way? Exactly the same thing. And they get it. And I love it.
You know, the thing that I can compare it to is I've got, for what I'm responsible for in these companies, I have, Jill's got some full-time people that work for her, several. I have a set of virtual assistants that are task specific, and mm-hmm. all of them are not in this country. And so they just set their hours. And I'm not the only client or customer that they have. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, I have somebody who produces this podcast elsewhere, and they are available at during my time zone.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, you know, I know you and I have tried this personally. Like, we've gone to a way different time zone on vacation.
Yeah.
And tried to work.
And failed.
It's just...
Because we're in Mexico having too much fun, by the way.
Or France.
Yeah. France, that's true. We're doing it there.
Or Barbados that one time. And you know...
That's funny.
Do you think it's a mindset?
Like, yes. It's 100% a mindset. Vacation. Yes. That's exactly what's going on. We very well could have been very productive, but we chose not to.
So we're irresponsible.
Totally. At least when we're not at our office. And even then, no, just kidding. Oh my gosh.
That's what this whole podcast is all about.
The staff looks at us sometimes like, oh, there they go again.
They have that look like, how can he be the owner?
Oh my gosh. I have to say, I had a child recently tell me, I don't remember what I was doing in the kitchen, but he's like, I can't believe you own several companies. Actually said that to me.
And it was why? Because you just learned what Twitter was or something?
I don't know what it was. No, it wasn't that technologically advanced. I can't even talk here, but that was the thing. The kid is just rolling his eyes going, I cannot believe you own several companies. This is embarrassing.
Oh, come on. I want to know what was it?
I don't remember what it was. I don't know.
That's hilarious.
It was just so funny. I thought that was really good.
Did you say something like, I can't believe you made it to the 11th grade?
No, I didn't say that. I should have. I was laughing too hard to come back with anything. So that was really good. But you're right. So this is a remote gig, and this can be a remote gig. You can do it from anywhere, and that's I'm so impressed that people have figured this out. So my other thinking is, I wonder how many people. Well, it's kind of interesting. You're in Europe doing it, so it's your daytime. You know, you're doing it on our off hours. It's kind of nice to get. Well, I love when I wake up and I have emails there waiting for me, people that replied to me, you know, and they're on totally different time zones. You know, it's they're working while I'm asleep and vice versa. It's really nice. Right. It's not a big deal. I don't have to, with email now, I don't have to be at the phone at a certain time. You know, it's really great. And neither do they. So they can be selling to people in their countries. They could be selling to people here in the United States, mm-hmm. and they're in another country. And a lot of this is done just via email. And we don't, they can set up a time to talk if they need to, but so much of it, you don't need to talk.
You really don't. And that's really a good point that we don't talk about too much. If you want, for years and years, we didn't have a phone number, mm-hmm. literally. And if you want to set your company up so it's that way, I don't think you're going to maximize sales that way. But I think you could get away with it. And I think when you're absent like that, or when it's a little bit harder, or when you have a day job, I mean, anybody who buys a program, you're going to come across some stuff where, man, I wish I was really working on this full time. And I think it forces you to be organized and to get yourself all automated. Like, I'll give you a real world, real time example. We are overrun and inundated with inquiries on landstay.com to sell property to people. So like we teach in all of our programs, put up a website, post your property for sale, and put it out on Land and Farm and Land Watch and Zillow and wherever else people sell real estate. Mm-hmm. We are inundated. And I don't know if it's because of this podcast or our members, or it's not from our members or our Land Academy members. It's from people who want to buy property from us, regular customers.
Both of them.
So I decided about a month ago that because I'm now tired of it. And hopefully maybe that's what prompts people to make these decisions. Like, they're tired of it from a different time zone.
Right.
We're in the process of putting up a website where people can just check out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we used to have that. No, well, we never did. Where it's just an automated, like you're buying a pair of shoes. I want to buy this piece of property. Click,
I'm so
click,
excited
click.
For that.
This is what your deed's going to look like. Fill this out or else you can't check out. And that's it.
It's going to be awesome. I'm very excited about that.
So necessity is the mother of invention kind of thing. That's my point here.
Well, and it's not crazy. Think about it, because we've been selling property on eBay for years and years and years. That's mm-hmm. where I think of too, where I really started to see, you know, our international people was back, you know, it still is. You know, we put everything in the posting. There's all the pictures are there. Maps are there. You can look it up. Here's GPS coordinates. It doesn't matter who you are, where you are. You can get a good idea of the property and buy it online, you know, from us, from eBay, anywhere in another country. And we've been doing it that way for years. So now I'm really looking forward to the new site that we're
right.
going to have.
Then we went to, you know, from eBay, we went to a much more profitable wholesale model where we just had a handful of people. Let's take a look at the list, choose what you want, and call Jill or call one of her people, and we'll get we'll complete the transaction for you on the phone. Well, what ended up happening is now, because I think it's because of this podcast. It was a secret for a while, for a couple of years.
What, Landstay?
Yeah.
Oh, it's true.
So the people that are saying, oh, Jill, I want APN XYZ. And then and she says, yeah, no problem. And then they say, all right, here's my address and I'll talk to you later. Those kinds of sales are awesome. But what ended up happening is retail buyers. And when I say retail, yes. I mean end users. They're calling with a lot of questions like, now, what county is it in? Mm. Do you have any mobile home designation?
I haven't had so much of that lately, but you're right. What's happening now is my Platinum Buyers Club that I do on Landstay.
Mm-hmm.
I put out a hump day special, which I didn't this week because of the holiday, but I do a hump day special every Wednesday, and the phone blows up the minute I hit the send button. You know, I'm like, whoa! People are like, is it gone? Is it gone yet? Can I buy that? I'm like, wow.
Right.
It's like minutes.
Isn't that funny when members say, how do you guys sell property? That question always cracks me up. That's exactly the reaction you just had is exactly the same one.
That's so funny. Gee, who would buy that? Oh, you'd be surprised. It's so funny. Yeah.
We spend a tremendous amount of time in our programs and on this show, in every aspect of what we do, talking about how to buy undervalued, inexpensive property. And we don't spend a lot of time talking about, although we do cover it in great detail in the actual program itself, mm-hmm. we don't spend a lot of time selling it because it's so darn easy.
It is very easy.
And there's no way to communicate that to the naysayers.
Isn't that interesting? And it's funny because we've had new members tell us that their spouses force them to prove this to them.
That's
right? Which is true.
There's a show coming up called How to Explain This Whole Thing to Your Wife.
That's good. Yeah. But yeah, they've been like forced to prove this crazy notion to their wives that you can really buy property and then sell it for more, you know, and do nothing to it. And it's after one transaction and they see the numbers, they're like, okay, we're in.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I'm in. You know, it's kind of funny. This, you know, one of our members in particular, it was a funny story where he said that, yeah, that just that one. And she's like, okay.
You know why?
Go for it, babe.
The source of the doubt, which I completely understand, I've narrowed down to bad experiences flipping houses.
You're right. I can see that. They hear real estate and they hear flipping and they think, oh, no.
And then they think of somebody on late night TV who, right. who says, come on over to the Hilton for $35,000. I'll tell you all the secrets.
That's right. And bring all your credit cards and bring your W-2s and your tax statement from last year. Just kidding.
I know. It's just sad.
I will never forget that person that told us that.
I will never flip a house again.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
I will never flip a house that I renovated again. We flip wholesale houses all the time. I'm just saying I'll never actually go to the house.
Oh, we don't do anything to it. Yeah. We'll buy it and turn it and do nothing to it and let somebody else do something to it all day long.
Right.
But, right.
Anyway, I guess these are some of the issues that you would have if you're out of the country.
Oh, that's true. You can't do that out of the country.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen people do that in bigger pockets. They're having discussions about, you know, trying to do that in another state or even somewhere that's not necessarily, I can't go over and check on the house. I'm like, why are you guys doing that? That is kind of scary. I would not do that. I would not buy a home in, Southern California and trust that my contractor is doing everything right. Trust that when they call me and say, this broke, we need to fix this, there's no way.
Right.
You'd have to go live there for 3 months or two, whatever it is, while you're doing the renovation.
There are so many unknowns in that business that it just makes me nuts. Even just thinking about it, sitting here right now, just the brief few minutes that we've talked about it. Like, you know, there's just so many unknowns. I don't want to be negative.
Right. And so many things. You know what? There's just so many things that can go wrong. It's almost like, I don't want to say you're setting yourself up for failure, but with our model, we take a lot of the issues and the guesswork and the problems out of it. And if it's not the right price, you don't buy it. Move on to the next one.
You nailed it.
And there's no surprises. You know what you're getting. You're looking at it.
What's the worst thing that can happen if you buy a piece of property and you do your homework for $500? Let's say the whole thing goes sideways. I don't know what happens. Dream it up. And you lost $500.
Big deal. I lost $500. I didn't lose $5,000 or $50,000.
You didn't get a loan out and your credit got racked. You didn't, you can still talk to your brother-in-law because you didn't borrow any money from him.
I'm going to make it up.
Yeah.
On the next deal.
So has that happened? I can't recall. I got to look it up before I say it, but I'm pretty sure that I have never lost any money on a real estate deal. Maybe if I have, it's less than, of the almost 16,000 deals we've done, if I have ever lost money on a single deal, it's because it's maybe three or something.
No, I can't think of anything we've lost money on, however, I watched the next guy make a ton of money off of it, and I go, I could have held on to it, and I could have done that, but... Who cares?
It's our business model.
Right. I got what I want and I'm out. And good for them. So, yeah.
We have a list of completed sales on one of our websites. And this guy, I don't know if he's a member or thinking about being a member, but some people read all your stuff. I don't know, because they have some kind of mental problem.
They really have nothing to do.
Read every single word of every single whatever, you know. And then they come up with six brilliant questions just to teach me a lesson. Like, it's funny. So this guy said, you know, in 2003, there's these three properties on your list where you actually sold them for less than you paid. And, you know, what that list doesn't show is very often Jill and I sell tranches of pieces of groups of real estate to wholesale people or A-list people. And so, if you buy two 40-acre properties and you allocate one of them as 8,000 and one of them as 2,000 and they buy it for whatever, you could, and you look at that line item you know, the accountant in me is coming out, then that $2,000 one could show a loss. But mm-hmm. on the deal, you made tons of money.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's funny.
Whoever that guy is, actually, I do know who he is, and I'm not going to name his name. That's the answer.
Right. It's kind of funny. Oh, yeah. What are you going to say? Yeah, that almost sunk the ship.
Yeah. We lost $82 on both of those.
I know. Ooh. Oh, no. Forget it. I'm out.
That's another point. It doesn't fall under this topic, but I'm going to bring it up anyway since I got myself all riled up now.
This is good. Here we go. Bring it.
A couple of shows ago, we did a show called, this guy's not going to make it in this business. So
I wish I would have thought of that. That's
so here's,
great.
And I'm not picking on this guy specifically. I've moved on, but there are certain people who they get involved with our thing and they're ready and they have, they want to be retired in 4 months.
Yes.
And that's not how this works.
With no work, no effort, right? They want a roadmap.
Well, they want to sit, they ask me direct questions. Which county should I start in?
Oh my gosh.
To approve my mailer and let's do this. And I want this, this, and this. And so, and if I answered all those questions, he would be learning nothing.
Right.
And he would fail because doesn't know how to choose. What we teach is learn these skills. Take your time. Learn how to choose the right county. Learn what a good mailer is and a bad one. Learn how to price this stuff based off assessed value. You know, there's all the answers are in the program. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of people that just want to come in and hit a home run.
Not think at all.
You know, and then that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I personally don't think that's how this works. I don't think how any... we have hit home runs.
Mm-hmm.
I can think of two or three of them right off the bat that I've done with you. I've done a bunch before you.
Mm-hmm.
So if my point is, if you do all the stuff that we have experienced and shared, you will hit a home run, probably mm-hmm. one a year.
Mm-hmm.
You'll hit a lot of singles.
Gosh, you'll hit one a month once you get rolling.
Not a home run. I don't know. Wow. I'm talking about clearing like $700,000 or $800,000 on a day.
Oh, that kind of a home run. Okay, got it. All right. I'm just in the thousands.
You think
Excuse
a home run's
me.
Like 20 grand, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I do.
That's awesome. You're still the right partner for me.
Thank you. You almost were going to say something else.
The right person for me is what That's I was going to say. That's true, too.
It's really funny.
Again, we couldn't be further off topic than what the title is.
Oops. Sorry.
Do you have anything on your list there about this before we...
I do. Okay, so I'm always taking notes through every show. I sit down before each show and I kind of think about what we're going to talk about. And I have a few points that I always want to bring up. And
I don't do any of that.
I know you don't. So, and I checked them all off, but I have two little things I wrote at the bottom of my little note here. Because I thought it was hilarious. Because the way you and I talk is so different. And I think it's endearing and it's great. And it's... Well, it also clearly says, gee, who's from Detroit and who's from California? Because what I call as a, maybe it's a benefit, Stephen calls it a consequence. And what I call a celebration, Stephen calls it an eruption. So, that's what's at the bottom of my little note here. I'm like, did he just say consequence? And then I remember it. I'm like, what are you talking about?
It's an unintended consequence.
Not a consequence. It's actually a benefit. It's great. Look at this thing. And then I just remember from our thing that you have on Success Plant because it's during the holiday interruption.
Like, that's what it is.
It's not an interruption. It's a celebration.
Every single holiday, our whole operation gets interrupted.
Okay.
There's people, their heads are different places. They all want to take time off. And it's just our revenue stream gets interrupted.
We recover.
So you'd think if it was every single holiday that this stuff got interrupted, I would say something like this to myself.
All right.
You know, it's November, Steve, and December's coming up. And you need to prepare yourself to be disappointed because every single year. Your revenue gets interrupted.
You should be prepared.
But that doesn't happen.
Why
I get
not?
Disappointed every year.
Why?
I don't know. I think I can beat it.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to start putting it in the calendar. December, interruption month.
There are several years where We took the from December 15th to January 5th. I closed the office, mm-hmm. locked the doors, and made everybody. Because then you can't be disappointed if you're not trying.
It's true. You know, it's interesting. I saw someone put something in Success Plan.
That's a show right there.
It is.
You can't be disappointed if you're not trying. I'm writing this down. We're going to do a podcast on that. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I like that. No, yeah, it was funny that I think it was on a podcast that we said something to the effect of, you were talking about the holidays, if there's a slowdown. And one of our members was piping in that, that they were pleasantly surprised at the number of transactions that they are completing right now.
Yeah.
It's not.
I'm surprised. Mm-hmm. I mean, all kidding aside, I'm really surprised at what we're selling right now.
Okay, so here's my theory.
All three companies.
Here's my theory. Leading up to the holidays, there's a lot of people out there, we'll just say probably men, who are doing their family obligation, and they're having to be there and be present, and there's all these events, da da da. But then after Christmas, I mean, everybody's out shopping, the cooking's done, they're returning gifts, they're doing whatever. I think there's some time that people can be on their computers and being doing things. And so I think that the time between like Christmas and New Year's is a good time to be buying and selling property. Mm-hmm. I think people are there and available. They got through the holiday interruption. and they have some time. And they're looking for stuff to do. And there's good deals out there.
I did a lot of research on real estate and holidays on the internet. And what I came up with after a lot of hours of is that there's two camps. It's great or it's not great. It's, you know, everybody's got stories about selling property on Christmas Eve. And everybody's got stories about going bankrupt because they didn't plan for it.
Got it.
I don't know.
But you can't be disappointed if you didn't try. That's a good one. Is that a Steve-ism? Are we going to put that? I'm going to put that on a t-shirt.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny right now, but probably after about 20 minutes, it's going to be like, yeah, it sounds kind of silly.
That's true. We won't use it after this show.
Everything's better when you say it, Jill. No, it's all just more interesting, really.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Join us in another episode where Jill and I discuss your all-important success in land investment and in life. It's totally an interruption. How many cookies have you baked this holiday season?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Just guess.
You know, it's funny, and I didn't bake as a lot as some other people do. I only did it for two events, before Thanksgiving and then before Christmas. So, gosh.
If it was just me.
10 dozen.
I would have gotten through like 19 video games. The house would be a mess. You know, you make it Christmas, Joe.
Thank you. You very do. Much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All the kids thank you too, I think.
Thank you. I think everybody had a good Christmas.
Me too.
I know they had a good Christmas. So I had a great Christmas. Did you have a good Christmas?
Maybe one of the best, honestly.
I'm really glad. Good.
Now let's go buy some property.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.